my sister's chassan broke, this sounds a little juicy, I hope we have the time to do with it. My sister's chassan broke their engagement a week before the wedding because he got cold feet. This is one side of the story, right? You know what he heard about her, you know what I mean? Okay, fine. It's now 2 years later and she feels he destroyed her life. She does not have a sipuk in anything and has a very hard time in Chiduchim because of her matzv. Does she have to be meichlem? This is an excellent question, which Batson we would have to talk about Riches Gadol, about the mindset. You know, loy miboy, the guy is asking mechila, so kem and heren that state in the Mishnah, you can't be an achzor milimcha, but very often the guy is not even be mechila, and some Gadol will tell you to be meichlem. What do you mean? The person killed me. What are you talking about? I got no CP in anything. A week before the wedding, the busha. And now I'm having a hard time shidduchim. I got to go be meichelim. How do you explain that? How do you rationalize? But many days I will tell you that. So briefly, I can just give you what the explanation is. What goes through their mind. We're not screaming, forgive this for all, and we're not forgiving the Nazis, and we're not doing that. Their way of thinking is something like this, that Kol Zman you bear a grudge against this person and you're angry at him, that means in your mindset you are telling that he is responsible for all your woes and he brought it on you, and you are not being pointed to the Tzor Elamim and saying that he was just a shliach and he was just a whip beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that realize I deserve this for whatever reason, that you do it to him alone, and this person ended up just being just a shliach. Now that itself is a big philosophic discussion, like v'yidus, is he yenim or is he just a whip beyond Hashem? Exactly what, you know, that we'll have to discuss at a different time. But the idea is that you have plenty to gain by being meichel that person. He's not, the God who's telling you to be meichel is not for that guy's sake. He's telling it to you for your sake. Because then, all the yisurim that you had from this avla he did to you is going to be happy for you. And it's going to give you gevaldik, the flois and yeshuas, and really going to be mighty. Kol's man, you tailor and who did it, not in Tzor Elamim, it's koyach to be mechapa, you is much, much more eclipsed and much greatly decreased. They're telling you for your good, you don't have to start perceiving it, is that it was God sent, and he was just a shliach. Now, what in truth was it? You know, was it Menashmaim? Exactly how we are supposed to look at it, that we're going to have to leave for another time. But that's Baruch with the issues, and that's what he should tell you. I'm reminded of a story which I hope I can finish within 2 minutes, that there was a woman who I didn't know much, but her husband was very angry at a korov of hers, who the husband felt that he cheated him out of a life. I don't know if it was a big Yerush, I don't remember the details, but his mom was cheating him out of a life. And let's say it was her brother, and now her brother now was suffering tremendous yisurim. Tremendous yisurim in every part of his life. Shalom bayis, his panosis, kanki kinder, in every part of his life. And this woman was pretty sure it's because her husband's like pada on her brother, or her father, whatever it was. So she begged him to be meichel. But he was very angry. He was not holding baby meichel, only he brought me a life. And they were fighting about this all the time. She was begging him, look what's happening to him. Look what he's going through. How can you be such a heart of stone? And he said, well, he's not even asking me mechila. She said, what do you mean? You begged the Rabbi Yishon to meichel you? I only beg the Rabbi Yishon to meichel if I ask him mechila. The stuff I come there, I come as Yishon to begad, there's lachnos, lachlonu, kapelonu, he's got nothing. He just stepped on me. He steamrolled me without even a hirah that he's doing wrong. He's not even telling his business in what he did to me. Get out of here. She says, come on, you can't do this. I mean, what, you can't say, we have to go visit a godl and see what the godl says. He said, I'm not going to no godl. So this went on for months. And he's not going to anybody. Finally, one day he relents. He says, I'm going to go to a godl, but no nice guy godl. I need a hard line. Okay. So they decided on humble me, which they made two mistakes. First, I'm not a godl, and secondly, I'm a very nice guy. They made two mistakes, but they came to me. to ask what, you know, what to do. The kids, I talk to them, and I see he is livid. He's made like the Dickens. I mean, he is not holding by me, Michael, whatsoever. No matter what kind of, you see, when she's crying, I have to be the guy passing the tissues, you know, like, over the table. And he's the guy of what's happening to her car, but he is just not, you know, not relentless. And what are you supposed to do to save the situation? So listen to what happened, and it's Vahilanes. So after some time, the only thing I was able to do was say to him, tell me, is there a gvul v'kitzvah to your kas? Is there a gvul v'kitzvah that you're willing to place Elinish on him? Like, let's say for 5 years he suffers from this thing. Would that be enough for you? Like, is there a gvul v'kitzvah to your kas? Or there's no gvul? So at that point, like, he started thinking there should be a, you know, that he heard there should be some sort of gvul. So he had to do that. Yeah, 5 years. If he suffers like this for 5 years, Michael. Rabbi say, I got to tell you, after 5 years, the guy suffered for 5 years, the karav. After 5 years, it was not completely taken care of, but big alleviations in many areas picked up. That I did see. That I saw with my own eyes. I can't say it was completely, but it sort of started picking up. This little problem got settled. This little problem, you know. But that was the most I was able to do because he was so angry. He was so upset. Like, you can't tell him to Michael, you know what I mean? But the idea that I'm saying over here is that it's for your own good, because then it's machaper, and then you get all your mitzvahs out of it.